It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. I don't know what else to tell you. It's just been an insane day. It's been an insane 24 hours as we've been waiting to see after Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley were both listed as questionable. And then it looks like Mike Conley might actually be able to go tonight. And Donovan Mitchell has been placed, Scott, I think it looks to be a game-time decision according to sources, which means it's really close to being almost okay enough to be able to go. So we're going to start right there with the Utah Jazz and the shot of keeping everything going right here. It is the 705 Cut. Let's do it.
The Cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
You have the, by the way, brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for a free offer. Both number one seeds tonight are facing a 3-2 deficit against the higher seeded teams. Philadelphia right now up 8 against the Atlanta Hawks, who could close it out at home tonight. Same case for the L.A. Clippers at home tonight in L.A. The Jazz are favored in this one. Scott Mitchell, are you surprised the Jazz are favored in this? Will you explain to me why the Jazz could be favored when nobody else here in the state of Utah feels like this thing is going any further than tonight?
Well, the other night was a gut punch. There's no question about it. And, hey, the Clippers played an amazing game. I mean, Paul George was amazing. And they shot the lights out of the basketball, and they made these just clutch shots. And I mean, they were tough shots too. It was, you know, shot clocks going down. So my point is that the Clippers played probably out of their mind, about as good as they possibly could play. And it was still, you know, a close game, and the Jazz were kind of ugly. And now the question is, you know, the health of Donovan Mitchell, but you know, if Mike Conley comes back, it's certainly an added boost, and it's not over. I mean, they can still win it, you know.
I mean, the Clippers were down. Yes, I keep getting
in the
hassled.
Same situation.
I keep getting hassled about all this. Because
the injury thing is a hard thing to overcome.
Yes,
it just is, and it's hard not for today, but for tomorrow. I mean, the next series, and you know, these players are just not going to get healthy till next season.
Well, that's the part where I'm like, okay, so let's say they force a game seven. Let's say they even eke out a game seven here back in Salt Lake City. And that Donovan Mitchell, his right ankle's still pretty sore, but they're able to kind of figure it out. And Mike Conley, he hasn't experienced any of that tweakage on the hamstring again. How on earth can they go forward knowing that neither of those guys are going to be 100% until the offseason? How do you – I mean, am I being a total pessimist, as I've been told all day, for thinking that the Jazz – I think that they could win this game tonight. In fact, all the money has moved toward the Jazz. That means people know something that the average person doesn't necessarily, and that is that the Jazz are back up against the wall. That makes a difference for, you know, looking at who might be favored for this one. So you have the energy of back against the wall. You have the possibility of your superstar and your best guard coming back too. So you have Mike Conley possibly coming back and being okay tonight as well. So as people come across the street to the watch party, I'm interested to see if people are like really going to be rolling up tonight to want to watch that game here in person at Vivint Smart Home Arena on the big screen. And I just don't know. You tell me where the line is of making sure that you're able to play and making sure that you're not killing yourself with the injury that you already have. If you're Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, and I think these guys know where the level is. And as an athlete, you push that level. I mean, it's, you know, it's if you can't function and you can't contribute and help the team out, and sometimes helping the team out is actually being out there and, you know, it fires other guys up. They're like, man, this guy's tough, you know. We got to play harder for this guy. And sometimes it's like, this guy's a liability. And you know, Donovan might be close to that because it's just hard for him to guard and move laterally. And that's his game. His game is to drive to the hoop and it's to be able to move. And that's a frustrating thing to have happen when, you know, that's your game and you can't go to it. I do want to bring up a point here, and it's this. If you remember a year ago, and I'm not saying that this series is over, but a year ago, the Clippers, who everyone thought they were going to be phenomenal, they were ousted early, and Paul George was terrible. And so, you know, I know as frustrating as this is for this Jazz team, they're still a really good basketball team. And to lose in the playoffs because you have injuries, that's one thing, right?
Yeah.
Which I think is happening to the Jazz, you know, right now. I really do. I don't think they're healthy.
No, they're not.
So you can live with that at the end of the day. It's hard. It's hard to win championships. You got to have everything fall your way and the right way.
So is it worse
to
lose?
So this Jazz team is close.
That's interesting. So do you think it's worse to lose than, like, you were full staffed and you just didn't show up for these games?
Oh, there's no question.
So being injured, there's no moral. There's a little bit of a moral victory in the injured part.
It's palatable.
Write it down, Jazz fans.
It's palatable as a fan.
Feel good about that loss tonight because there was those injuries were involved. Because Scott Mitchell said there's a moral victory in some of the injuries. I get it.
Well, it's easier.
I will tell myself to feel a little bit better using
that as an excuse, like, you know what, I wasn't healthy, you know, but you were out there playing and everything. Now that's Donovan Mitchell. It's no excuse for some of the other, you know, Royce O'Neal and Joe Ingles kind of, you know, having minimal effort. That's hard to swallow. Right. You know, go down, but go down swinging. And if you're willing to do that, then people can live with it. But if you're just kind of going through the motions and, you know, as they say, these athletes making all this money and that's the kind of effort. It's just hard for people to connect to and relate with and appreciate.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. You can text us 57500. That's the text number. Your predictions of the game, and I want to see what the X factor is. Give me a point total on the game with this Jazz Clippers game 6 tonight in LA. Jazz up against the wall, fine. Injuries. I think you're going to see Donovan Mitchell even. I'm reading a lot into a tweet he sent out, which was just all caps. Let's go about an hour ago. But that in my mind, I'm going. You wouldn't tweet anything if the doctors didn't clear you, if nothing happened. You wouldn't say just let's go just because. Maybe he sets it on game day just to be sent out, you know, as a scheduled deal. I doubt it. This is a guy who is an intense competitor. I think that's one of the great things that the Jazz get with this guy is an insane competitor. He's a closer. He's one of these guys that can go in and finish games. And if he's there and if he's playing and if he's 80% and Conley's 85 to 90%, I love how he put these like menial like just numbers on. What percentage are you? I'm 91%. Yeah. Well, what happened? Well, the hamstrings, I still have 8.5-9% of the hamstring doesn't feel great. I don't know. I mean, so I don't know where it's going to what's going to happen, but I bet that we see in the next hour plus at tip-off, I bet you're going to see Mike Conley. I bet you're going to see Donovan Mitchell at least make a go of it.
The one thing the Jazz have is they just throw caution to the wind.
Yes.
Like at this point, you're just like, we don't care, right? We just there is no tomorrow. There's no nothing. We just go out and play. And so and a lot of times in those situations, you do play a lot looser. And a lot of times you end up winning. So – It's not like it's the end of the world for the Jazz, and it's probably not completely shocking if they did win, and if they did win, that makes it really, really interesting here on Sunday.
Okay, here's what the text said, and we brought this up in show prep. Okay, guys, remember Michael Jordan playing the flu game and still punking the Jazz? But the flu, I don't know. I have no idea.
The flu is different than a sprained ankle.
Right. That's what I was going to ask is like, still go out there. Yeah. You can still go out there and elevate to the same level that
Where you don't feel good is in timeouts.
That's when it when it all goes away.
You have energy in bursts, right? And that basketball is just the burst. So he just, but the actual sprained ankle doesn't go away.
All right,
in the burst is you don't have the burst.
So again, moral victory. Michael Jordan's flu ain't got nothing on the ankle injury and the hamstring injury of Mike Conley. So there you go. 575-00. Give us your prediction of the game. 575-00. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, Sam Farnsworth is going to jump on the phone here with us from KSL 5 Television, give us his thoughts. Man, it's just been a full day of emotions, a full 24 hours, a full season of emotions for Jazz fans. Also, coming up a little bit later in about 45 minutes, Greg Wrubell, voice of the Cougars, is going to join us and give us his thoughts on yesterday's media day. See exactly where BYU could find themselves in the next 3 to 4 years. With all the changes that are happening in college football. Stay with us. More to go. KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready, because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.